Today's share in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah and beginning the Siman Tuf Mem Dalid, which deals with the halachos of Erev Pesach Shecholios B'Shabbos. This will occur next in the year Tuf Shin Pei Aleph, in the year 2021. Not this coming Pesach, but Im Yitzhak Hashem, two Pesachs hence. And that's why these Dinim are very, very important, because there are numerous differences when Erev Pesach is a Shabbos as opposed to Erev Pesach is a weekday. So let us begin. Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Yud Dalad Shecholios B'Shabbos. When Erev Pesach, Yud Dalad Nisan is a Shabbos. So then the rules of Bedikas Chametz have to be changed around. We normally do Bedikas Chametz on Yud Dalad, but here it's Shabbos, and as we'll see, it's a problem going around with the candle on Friday night for numerous reasons, which we'll discuss. And therefore, when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, Botkin Leil Yud Gimel. We do the Bedikah not on Leil Yud Dalet, but we do it on Leil Yud Gimel. We do it on Thursday night over here, which is Friday being Yud Gimel, so it's called Leil Yud Gimel. And Umevarin HaKol Lefnei HaShabbos. And we do the Bir Chametz, like we would normally do in every year on Yud Dalet. We instead do it now on Yud Gimel. And furthermore, Umishairin Mazon Shtei Sudos L'tzarech Shabbos. And we leave enough bread, if you wish. We'll see there are other alternatives, but we leave enough bread over here that you can make your Suda on Friday night from Chametz and your Sudas Shachris on Shabbos from Chametz as well. We'll discuss a lot of the ramifications of what this means, because you only need for two meals, because the Suda Shlishis, according to the Mechaber, Zman Achar Mincha, you can only fulfill Shalosh Shudas, the third Suda of Shabbos, after Mincha. And after Mincha, which means after Chatzos, Mincha Gedola is a half an hour after Chatzos, so then that can never be a time that you can eat Chametz. So therefore, there's no reason to save additional bread for that time, because it would be Aser. And therefore, V'oz en yochol asosa. And at that point in time, you have a problem, because you can't do it Lo B'matzah, because you're not allowed to eat Matzah then. And likewise, Lo B'chametz, because it's Aser to eat Chametz then. Ella, you have a choice to do it B'matzah Shira. Matzah Shira is flour that was nilosh, it was kneaded with fruit juices, and therefore doesn't have the status of becoming chametz in the same way that when you knead the dough, flour, with water. We'll discuss this more as well. And finally, the Mechaber concludes, and he says, "V'tzarech lasosa kodem shoasiris." Even this shalosh shudas that you're having has to be before the 10th hour of the day. In our idealized day, when the day goes from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., so the 10th hour of the day starts at 3 p.m. and goes till 4 p.m. So therefore, you must finish in order to be able to eat your Suda that night, the Seder at night, with Teyavon, with desire. So therefore, you can't have a big meal beyond the 10th hour of the day, beyond 4 p.m. The Rama adds over here, Uvedinos Elu Shein Noagim Lechol Matzah Shira, in places like in the Ashkenazi communities where they would not on Pesach use Matzah Shira, they wouldn't have the rich matcha, the matzah that was made with flour that was nilosh, kneaded with fruit juices, as we will learn, Kidilakamon and Simon Tov Samach Beis and Sifdalid Bagor, the Rama over there. So the suggestion then is you Kaim Suda Shlishes, Bemine Peros of the Boss of a Dogim. You should have Shalosh Shudas, either having fruit or meat or fish. Kidilel Simon Reish Sadial of Sif Hei Bagor, as we discuss when we learn the halachas of Shalosh Shudas in the Rama over there in Simon Reish Sadi Aleph. Now, we said the entire Sif over here. Now let's go into the Pratim, which are very, very important. We'll start off with the Bir Halacha in Dibra Maskul, Mishairin, Mizon Shtei Sudos. So the Chofetz Chaim tells us that the Mechaber over here said that you leave two meals over here. What about you're eating food on Friday lunch and Friday afternoon? You're still allowed to have chametz then. You technically don't have to do the beer until Samuch L'Shabbos, even though the minhag is to continue to do the beer the same way you would on a weekday when Erev Pesach is Shchol B'Shabbos, and he says, therefore, why doesn't the Mechaber tell you you can leave more food to Tzorach Shabbos? So he says, Lefi Minogene B'Sit Be'ez, we're learning tomorrow's year, the Mevar HaKol Kodum Chatzos, the Minog is to do it like we do in all the other years, so then, Yochol Laniach Yosem Yishtei Sudos, technically you could leave more food for the afternoon if you wish to. However, he's telling us over here that you could leave as much food as is necessary. And in fact, the Rambam has the girsa, miniach min hachometz kedei lechol mimenu ad arba shos b'yom haShabbos, that you can leave as much chometz as you need till the time that you're no longer out to eat chometz on Shabbos morning. So it's lav davka, two meals over here, just that was a very common accepted custom that they would only leave challah rolls, let's say, for Friday night and for Shabbos for the morning meal and not any extra chometz. But again, you technically would be allowed to if you wanted to. Now let's go to Sif Katan Aleph in the Mishneh Berurah. And the Mechaber writes, "V'tzarech levarach la'bedika." When you do this bedika on Leil Yud Gimel, normally we would do a bedikah on Leil Yud Gimel. You wouldn't make a bracha. If you make a bedikah within the 30 days before Pesach, not on Leil Yud Dalet, you don't make a bracha, but here you do make a bracha. And he says you also do the bittel, the gam levatel, kimo bishar shanim b'Leil Yud Dalet, just like you would every year on Leil Yud Dalet, when Pesach is Erev Pesach, Shecholios b'Shabbos, then you do everything the same way, but on Yud Gimel rather than Yud Dalet, with a bracha and with the bittel as well. There's your footnote number one brings down that the Shabbos HaGodol Drosh in this situation, according to many poskim, is not done on Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, because there'd be no time to learn all those dinim and then to put them into effect. And therefore, the Shabbos HaGodol Drosh, which is supposed to be practical halachos of Pesach, is the week before. The issue footnote number two brings down, Af HaBodek Tosh Shloshim Yom, Kodem HaChag, normally when somebody makes a bedikah within the 30 days before Pesach, because they're going away, let's say, and they're not doing it on Leil Yud Dalet, you don't make a bracha. Nevertheless, over here, you do make a bracha, because he explains, normally we don't make a bracha because she'enu osid levaris ha'chomitz elarak b'fano somen abayis, because you're not planning on doing the beer chomitz right away. But here, when it's Leil Yud Gimel, you are planning on doing it on the day of Yud Gimel, and therefore you can make a bracha as well. And Dirsha footnote number three points out that all of the halachos that we normally apply in terms of not eating before you do the bedika apply over here as well when you do the bedika on Leil Yud Gimel. Mishnah Berurah Sif Karton Beis states, Shilamachar bi'erev Shabbos e'ev shalivdok. Why don't we do the bedika on Leil Yud Dalet? Because you can't do it on Shabbos. Then bokin lorachama, because you can't do it during the daytime, because you're supposed to do it with a candle or a flashlight at night. Chanal, as we've already explained. And Dirsha footnote number four brings down three reasons over here why we can't use the candle on Friday night. First of all, he says, technically it should be Ase Dochalos Ase. It's a Din D'Rabbanan only over here that you can't carry the candle. There's no Issa D'Raisa. And therefore, the Ase over here of doing the Bedika should knock aside the Los Ase of the D'Rabbanan over here that you shouldn't use a candle. So he says, Im Kein Titcha Mitzvah Bedika Es Issa Total Aner. Why doesn't that apply? So the Avnei Shoham answers two reasons. And he says, number one, Pshef shall live dok below your gimel, because there is an alternative here that doesn't require you to be having the asay doche the los asay, and that's due to bedikah on Yud Gimel. Second teretz he gives is because you're actually going to be metaltel the ner before you start doing the bedikah. And therefore, you're not allowed to do the iser over here before you're doing the mitzvah. And therefore, the asay over here is doche the los asay, but before you start doing the asay, you have to move the candle, and that's a problem. And then he brings down from the Stechem, and a third reason, and he says, because the tiltul of the ner is what we call an Isser Chomer. And an Isser Chomer, the Asay is not docha, a los Asay over here of an Isser Chomer. And therefore, the Asay of doing the Bedika can't be docha, the Isser Chomer over here, los Asay, even though it's the Rabbanon of tiltul candle on Shabbos. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sif Karton Gimel. He says, you can leave aside chametz for Shabbos. And he says, you have to be very, very careful over here to keep it in a designated place so it shouldn't get spread out by anybody all over the house. And Dish of footnote number five brings down, if you're choshesh over here, lahashir chametz l'sud Shabbos, shema yavo l'idim yachshol. If you're concerned about this, so Moshe Feinstein's Asal and Negros Moshe says, shetosh sheyekayim eshtei sudos haShabbos b'matzah shira. But Moshe Feinstein paskins, it would be better not to worry about having chametz around, have matzah Shira, which you can't be used to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach unless you're extenuating circumstances, and therefore there is no problem technically with having matzah shira, which, while it may not be chometz, is not something that you can be yotzei the mitzvah matzah with, and therefore there is no problem with having it on Friday night and Shabbos morning. And therefore he says, v'yochlena rak bizman sherashoy lecho chometz, but you should only eat this matzah shira at a time when you're still allowed to eat chometz, i.e. the Friday night suda and the Shabbos morning suda. Since you're eating it over here to fulfill the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, of Sudas Pas, so then you actually make Amotzi and you bench on it. It's a whole separate machlokes as to what bracha you would make normally on Matzah Shira. There are those that say it's only a Mazonos, it's Pasavo B'Kisten, and therefore it would only be a Mazonos, but if you're Kovei Suda and you're using it for Sudas Shabbos, then everybody would agree you can make Amotzi on it and bench. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us these dinim are discussed in greater detail in Siman Tov Lamed Dalet Sif Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Karton Dalet tells us, "Ubishabbos zeh mashkim u'spalo." The minhag is to get up early to daven this Shabbos morning of Erev Pesach Cholios b'Shabbos, v'lo yarichu harbe, and not to have a very, very long davening in order to make sure, k'dei shiyeh lo'em shos, v'lo yavo l'idei michshol, in order that you should be able to definitely finish off eating any chametz before the end of the fourth hour, because that's when chametz midrabbanan becomes also to eat on Erev Pesach. The issue footnote number six points out that on every Erev Pesach, a person should try to get up and daven early, even if it's a weekday, as we learned in Siman Tov Chav Tes. And the same reasoning applies, is to make sure that you're going to finish your Suda, Kodem Dalet Shos. And Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, Zatzal, brings down that specifically b'shabezu b'chol b'tei kinesios mashkim l'spalo kishi or hayom, the people daven vasikin, people get up early and they specifically daven much earlier on erev Pesach Cholios b'shabes. The issue footnote number 7 says, for those that have the custom to say various additional piyutim and yotzros on erev Pesach Cholios b'shabes, so the Prima Gadol brings down, as well as the Elia Rabba, sh'omrim mosam af kishachol erev Pesach b'shabes, that you're still allowed to say them, that's not going to delay the davening excessively, and you're allowed to say them. However, Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld said, sh'b'shabezu ein'omrim mosam, he says you shouldn't say them, and he says some have the minhag over here that they would say them the Shabbos beforehand, but anything that's going to significantly delay your davening and potentially put you into a problem that you might eat chametz after the zman that it's aser, so that is a big concern. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Hay says that you can't go and have matzah or chametz at the shalish sudis meal, so you're stuck, and therefore he says you should have matzah shira. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Hay, da also lechol matzah be'erev Pesach, because there is a strong minhag and din not to eat matzah on erev Pesach, so you should eat the matzah mitzvah l'teyovon at the night of the Seder, and we'll learn more about this come on b'simin tof ayin aleph. The issue footnote number 8 brings down regarding what about using a matzah that is kosher l'Pesach for the Seder to use that as part of the Lecha Mishnah. So the Chazon Ish told his family, as brought down the Igros Chazon Ish, Shelo Yashiru L'Shem Kach Chometz. He said, don't leave Lecha Mishnah as Chometz, because if you're not going to use it, you're going to end up having a problem. So he said, you should use a matzah for the second Lecha Mishnah, and either, therefore you're only going to eat the first Lechem of the Lecha Mishnah, and you won't use the matzah. He says, be careful to make sure that you don't let them touch each other. You wrap it in some sort of a nylon sack so that the matzah doesn't touch the chametz. And he says, there is no problem over here of using this for Lecha Mishnah. Doesn't the Lecha Mishnah have to be royally achila? So he says, it's not a problem over here. This explanation is brought down by Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita, that because over here, yesh b'zeh chashivus l'suda v'meshemunach l'fon of od lechem. So therefore, it's allowed. It's not a problem of you're not allowed to have the Lecha Mishnah, something that you can't eat. What about you're not allowed to be metaltel matzah on Shabbos because it's muktzah, because you're not allowed to eat it, and we don't give it to a bird, and we don't give it to an ochri as well. Therefore, it should be considered muktzah. However, he says, on other Shabbosos, it's not a problem. Rosh Shlomo Zalman explains, he says, according to the Prima Gadol, mutar l'taltel es matzas ha-mitzvah, ki misho medes l'achilo, because it could be eaten, even though you're makbid on it, not to eat it on the other Shabbos, because it's very expensive. And he says, this is comparable to having a special big day yontif that you would not wear normally on Shabbos. So it's not considered muktzah, because while technically you don't wear it on Shabbos, it's not considered muktzah over here. And therefore, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal holds that even on Erev Pesach Shecholios b'Shabbos, you'd be allowed to use the matzah mitzvah to move it. It's not considered muktzah. That story goes even further, and he writes, technically you could have eaten this during the Ben HaShemoshos period of time, because he says, technically, you're allowed to eat matzah over there. That's not also yet. And he says, even though many people have customs not to eat matzah from either Rosh Chodesh Nisan, some have the custom from Purim already, that's only a chumrah. That's not a din. And therefore, it's not usher at the time of the Ben HaShemashos. And therefore, we don't have a concept of muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. Therefore, you technically can move the matzah as well. Additionally, we point out that if somebody has a katan in their house that doesn't understand about Yetzias Mitzrayim, so then technically you could give them the matzah as well. So as long as you have enough matzah for your seder, so then he brings down from the Shelus Shuvah Shovel Mesiv, Shein Issa L'Tautla, because you could give it to your child. The Das Torah adds over here, Shubofen Zeh, Sheyesh Lo Dai Matzos, Uktanim Mitzuyin Heim, Vafilu Shol Beveso. He says, even if you don't have children, there are other children around, and therefore, Yesh Lahatil Atalpala Sa Matzos. There's another reason why you can be Mako to move Matzos Mitzvah on Shabbos. The issue footnote number 9 adds over here, Ulinyan Matzos, Sheofu Osam Bimifurish Bechavona, Shalola Shein Mitzvah. If you have matzah that you're saying, this matzah is kosher l'Pesach, but I'm not going to use it for the mitzvah of the Seder, so then could you use that? That's a discussion that we'll have in Mirtz Hashem in Simen Tov Ayin Aleph. Furthermore, Mishein Lo Chometz, Velo Matzah Shira. Somebody has neither over here, so what should he do? All he has is matzah. So the Chasam Sofer says over here, since technically you are allowed to eat then, and you have a mitzvah d'oraisa to make Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos, so that knocks aside its doches isra achilas matzah b'erev Pesach, which is only a derabbanon. But that only works for the second suit of Shabbos. That wouldn't work for Shalosh Shudas, because there are other ways that one could be mekayim Shalosh Shudas other than using the matzah. Now, go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Vav, where he says, so the minhag came about to use for Shalosh Shudas matzah shira according to the Mechaber. He says, what is matzah shira? Hainu sheni lo shav b'mei peros. It was kneaded with a K. It was kneaded. The flour was kneaded with fruit juices. Levat, alone. And this has different rules of becoming chametz than when you knead something with water. Tzivkat and Zayin, but you should finish off your Shalosh Shudos in this situation when you're using Matzah Shira, Kodem Shoa Asiris. The reason being, the Mishom Va'elach, the Mishnah Berurah says, from that point and onwards, Afilu Matzah Shira Asur. You're not even going to have Matzah Shira because you won't be able to, if you have a full meal, also to eat any significant meal then lecho kadesh yochal matzah l'tiyovon, in order that you should go and eat the matzah l'tiyovon that night. And in fact, the Dishu footnote number 10 brings down from Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld Zatzal that the Minhag Yerushalayim was that they would go and make sure that they all daven Mincha Gedola on Erev Pesach Shecholios B'Shabbos, as they wouldn't delay it in order to make sure that Shalosh Shudos, which was right after Mincha, would finish in time, that they wouldn't get involved over here in any issue over here of not being able to eat the matzah l'tiyovon. So have your Shalosh Shudos as early in the day as possible. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches then tells us, Ayin Le'el Simin Reis Sadi Al Sif Hei, which is we brought down over here in the Ramah, the Yesh Deos B'Poskim, there are opinions in regards to Shalosh Shudos amongst the Poskim, Im Tzorech Lasos Adafu B'Pas, must you make Shalosh Shudos B'Pas? So we Poskim, yes, a person should make, certainly, L'Chatchila, Shalosh Shudos on a regular Shabbos, with bread, with Lecha Mishnah, 100%. However, desagi gam kim b'shar dvarim, but it is acceptable, especially if you can't use bread, to use other things. And according to that opinion, we can be makel oviv l'zeh amar d'b'shas adchak under extenuating circumstances, such as erev Pesach Kol Yosei Shabbos, when there's going to be a problem no matter what in having Shalosh Shudos in the afternoon with pas. So in this situation, kozeh yochol lismoch l'makilim, you can rely here upon the more lenient opinions if you want to have Shalosh Shudos after mincha, which some say must be done in the afternoon. You can't be yotzei Shalosh Shudos in the morning. So therefore, according to this, there's no way to have other than matzah shira possibly, but if you don't want to use matzah shira, then you're stuck. So he says, I ain't shum the yosetov bibasa dog and bibaperus. In that situation, have your shalosh shudos not with bread, and if you hold from not eating gebrux, you also don't have mezonos that you can use. Although, as we'll see, some would use kenedlach if you do hold from gebratz, that would be perfectly good as well. But in this situation, if the choice is fruit or boss of a dogim, he says it's preferable to use boss of a dogim, which are more of a substantial type of a meal rather than fruit. He says another alternative here is to use kenedlach. Kenedlach are, as you see in the Tirgum in number one, these are kuftos mivusholos mimatzah tuchuna. This is made from ground flour, from matzah meal. And this also is something that you could make a mezonos on, and according to this would be preferable. However, he says, akiyesh nafkamina, dezein amutter, rak kodim shoasiris. Here you have to have this before the 10th hour, as opposed to the fruits or the meat or the fish you could have afterwards. The hechashim akayim the peros, or the boss of the dogim, yuchal lakayim afilu achas shoasiris, as long as you don't fill yourself with so much. You still shouldn't eat so much that you're not going to be hungry for the matzah. Furthermore, he brings down the ayin b'acharon shekos with the tov gam kein sheyichalek su the shachar shel pas l'shnayim. Another etza is to have two morning meals. Have shalosh shudos in the morning, which is great. According to the poskim, say you can have shalosh shudos in the morning, and therefore you wake up early, you daven vasikin, let's say you have your first meal, and then you take a spatzir. We'll see the different opinions in Dirshu footnote number 11. How long you have to have a break in between? You certainly cannot sit at the table. If you just keep on sitting at the table, bench, and then wash again, that's a brachal of atala. That's really one meal. But you should get up and have some sort of a break, walk around. Some say you just have to walk Dalet Amos. Others say you should take a 15-minute walk. Others say a half an hour walk. I in addition, footnote 14, for who says what. But you have to have some sort of a break in between if you're doing this. And according to the opinion, it says you can't have your Shalosh Shudos before Chatzos, so you can do it this way. The chen kosav be'aragot. This is the Vilna Gaon's suggestion. The nochal lasos kein, rather than using matzah shira or relying upon the opinion that says you can fulfill shalosh shudos without bread with basar dogim or peros. But you must be able to have a break in between that you could bench and have two separate meals. In order, otherwise it's a brach sheino tzricha. You really have to bench. When you benched for no reason, then you washed again. So that's a brach sheino tzricha. It's a problem. So therefore, you have to have some sort of a break in between. Dirshu footnote number 11 brings down a makayim sudas ubeperos. If you're using peros, the shalom brings down it's better to use the peros from the shiva sminim because you make a bracha achrona after them, a bracha miyein shalosh, so therefore it's preferable. Dirshu footnote number 13 brings down mi shebishavas kodim chatzos ein lamozon elasuda achas. If you only have enough food for one meal, so then the Sharet Zion tells us shalo hatik is diri amogin avram, hasovish shechalik is sudas shachus ishtaim. Then don't break it up into two meals because you really don't have two meals. And he says this chumra over here of having two meals could be a kula if you don't really have a separate meal. For Yashas, that's how it brings down that if you do have two meals, the first meal can be a very small meal, just as shira kubetza, so you'll still be hungry and desirous of eating the third meal, the suda shlishas that you're going to have before chatzos. With this, we conclude today's shir.